listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast. And now, the UK Report.
To Adam Gilchrist from the UK. Adam, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John.
This is quite a worrying one. A government vehicle, and they've found a tracking device on it. What's the deal here?
Yeah, we don't have all the specifics because, of course, we're talking about espionage, after all, and we're talking about espionage, presumably, of one government to another. But what we do know is that a tracking device was found inside a government car. We don't know if it's a ministerial car or a civil servant car, but if it is a government car, it will be somebody senior involved. And the tracker was found sealed inside a part inside the car that had been imported from China. I'm thinking it might have been something to do with either the hi-fi or a phone connector or something like that. Certainly, at least one SIM card was inside this government car capable of transmitting location data found during what they do is a fairly general sweep of the cars. I don't think they do them every week, mind you, but still, cars used to carry diplomats or officials or whatever. And a former Conservative leader, indeed a former Foreign Secretary, Ian Duncan Smith, says this absolutely shows the threat that is pervasive in Chinese technology. And that we are still, and I know you are still, doing huge trade with China.
Yeah.
Technology floods all around in tablet form, mobile phone form. There's this whole issue about whether China should be involved in 5G technology. And the government here has slightly put a stay of execution on that, but only after other countries had gone further. And you just have to say to yourself, if it is Chinese policy that their companies by decree have to put stuff in there that the government can then use to spy on us, we ought not to be doing business, surely. It's an extraordinary thing.
It is extraordinary. Now, can we play the trigger warning here? Because we're going to mention William's younger brother now, who's making some headlines around the world. And this is in relation now to the, in May, we're going to have the coronation of King Charles.
Well, yes, but we don't yet know if Harry will turn up. I mean, we're 5 months away from it. I guess we'll know within the 5 months. But there's this whole issue. I mean, given that the revelations are coming out all the time, and the book hasn't still been published formally anyway, we get that, don't we, tomorrow for you guys, but yeah, a little bit longer for us. And we've got these two interviews that are airing tonight here on ITV in the UK and CBS in America, and there'll be more revelations and more divulgences by Harry. But how does this sit with the rest of the family? The theory is he keeps telling us he wants to reconcile with his dad and his brother. It just doesn't feel like he's going about it quite the right way. And whether this reconciliation could possibly mean an invite to the coronation, or indeed, if he's snubbed from the coronation, would that actually be worse? I'm not quite sure how that plays. If you think about the black sheep of the family in various weddings, generally speaking, people still get invited, don't they? Yep. They're just asked to sit at the back.
Yeah, they sit right at the back, at the very back. And this interview, so there's one at 8 o'clock Sydney time this morning, 9 o'clock in the UK, which makes sense because I remember going all the way back to the 90s, you've got a long enough memory, when the Diana interview was, I think it was 8 o'clock Sydney time, the Diana interview, the famous one, which was played with Martin Bashir. That one, I remember, there was this there was no traffic on our roads in Sydney that morning, and as soon as the interview was over, all the traffic emerged on the roads. It was quite remarkable. In this country, everyone was watching the Diana interview. I'm not sure that's going to happen here.
I would have thought probably not, given that the Diana interview was, you know, a small little trailer. Oh my word, what's she saying?
Yeah.
Whereas this is, oh, he said this, he said that, he said the
you
other, and he's given two interviews, and of course he's done the Netflix documentary, and he and Meghan have been pretty outspoken since they decided not to be outspoken. So there might be a surprise or two. I suppose it'll still be gripping for the royal watchers amongst us, but otherwise, I wonder, are these the final embers of a dying flame?
Yeah, possibly. I was just mentioning earlier in the program, interesting to see, and maybe we can take some bets on it, how soon someone's going to wheel out a body language expert to interpret what he was really meaning to say.
We need one
That'll
of those.
Happen.
Yes.
There's a few of those around the place. All right, Adam, thank you very much for that. Adam Gilchrist reporting from the UK.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.